The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
In the middle of the Man Cave upgrade, brought to you by our friends at Prestige Billiards, Modelo Especial, who will play a major part in this next thing, and Ace Hardware, who gave us a Traeger smoker, which is phenomenal stuff. As it stands right now, we realized that the Name That Tune section of the program, not necessarily what we had in mind by any stretch of the imagination, but we eliminated one contestant. And that would be Fabian Chavez. So he is out through that. So continuing on is Brandon Throckmorton, Brian Spangler.
And Fabian's the utterer of the Mama Don't Breathe.
Mama Don't Breathe. Maybe the greatest moment so far in this thing. Mama Don't Breathe is such a great idea for a song and yet so awful. Also online, you can watch this for no reason whatsoever on Facebook. I don't understand why you would do that. But if you want to, you can. You can see the whole thing happening in my head and Brady's head and everything else. But the camera goes out and picks up our team mom. Jill Short, who sits on the
couch. But Brady's
on
the way now.
Well, Brady is kind of balancing that out. Well, again, and no, that's good for Jill because it makes Jill look really little. just the positioning of Brady right up against the camera and then Jill in the background. So some guy says, best part about this thing is that Jill lady in the background. Keep her right there in the picture. And then it says, can't tell if that's a wedding ring, though. Viewers need to know. Sincerely, Rod the Horn.
Rod's got an in.
So Rod's wanting to know if, and now you'll notice that Jill is nowhere in the picture, Rod, because you've chased her off with your creepiness.
Betting Rod has a keychain that says Hot Rod.
Oh, yeah. Hot Rod Horn. He's got one of those Italian things around his neck, the horn.
Oh, wait a minute now. Come on.
All right. This one is the Modelo Especial portion of the Man Cave Upgrade contest to be Toledo's dad on Father's Day. This is going to be a Birds and the Bees chat with Richard. Then you have to prove your worth by throwing three ping pong balls at our beer pong challenge set up in front of Brady. You'll be scored on how many you get in, which is going to be a big part of it. And then you share a beer with Toledo. The two of you will have your first sips of beer because Toledo never got that moment with the old man where they cracked the Olympia or the Modelo or whatever they had. My dad was Olympia. My first beer was an Olympia with my dad.
Montana Olympia is probably up there pretty
yeah,
good.
You probably
Rainier.
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 Okay. Do you remember your first beer with dad?
Lowenbrow.
No kidding. Yeah. What about you, Jay?
Lowenbrow as well.
Right on. Yeah.
How about that? You two shared a lot in that. Jeremy, first beer with your dad? And you were like four because we were
old style.
Old style. Oh, we went Chicago old style. All right. Well done. All right,
DQ so. Shake for me.
Of course it was.
I didn't even ask you. Brady, it's our first day. We're going to get really stoned today. All right, here we go with the next round, the Birds and Bees chat. We need to know who would be a good father. Somebody that's going to explain how it works, radio-friendly style, throw three ping pong balls into the thing and then have a beer with the boy. It's a big day, father-son moment, and we'll bring him in order. I'll bring Brian in here first. Brian Spangler will go first this time. Brian, come on in here. And we'll talk about the birds and the bees. Brian Spangler, your son Toledo awaits. All you got to do is just give him the moment that you say how the birds and bees work succinctly and radio friendly. Go ahead.
Okay. It's going to be pretty simple, actually, and it refers to an apple. My dad taught me. You got two apples, son. You got two apples, son.
It's a tough talk.
They're identical. You got to bite them to them both to know what apple you want. So wear a rubber. thanks, Dad.
Throw your three ping pong balls into and try to do a little beer pong. We'll see what your score is there from just beyond the couch. Scoot back one step if you don't mind. Just one step backwards.
I might be a little powerful. I had one of them ASU burritos this morning.
All right, nice. He's overjuiced. All right, Spangler throws one. Yeah, go ahead. Just overhand. Overhand's the only way to play beer pong. Otherwise, no, we'll get one in a second. He's got one in. He's one for one. He's 0 for 1 for 3.
So
Brian gets one out of 3 in the beer pong. Now go tell the boy, crack a beer with your son, and have a nice moment with Toledo. Explain what a first beer is like. Crack it open with him and tell him what to expect with this. He's struggling opening a beer. Oh, this is not good.
I usually have a wife do that for me.
Wow. Oh, you should have taught the boy that. Go over.
Yeah,
and
you know, usually my wife opens the beer for me, son. That's a good start. You got a hot woman.
Feed him. There you go. Beer bottle feed.
She's actually outside. I should have brought her in.
Your hot lady's here?
Yeah, she has her Modelo shirt on too.
She is hot.
I try to get bonus points.
That was impressive, Brian.
Not bad, huh?
All right, there you go. Uh-oh.
Very nice.
Okay, son, here we go.
Toledo.
Son, hey, I'm sorry. 30 years ago, all you seen was taillights, but this is for you, buddy.
30 years ago? The guy was in his 20s. He was chasing it. There you go. Oh, my God. No, we're not supposed to let him go. That's all right. Spangler crushed the beer. All right, that's extra.
You know, Modelo is one of my favorite.
All right. Well, that's nice.
It's a good beer.
The man understands sponsorship. Well done, Spangler.
Ace is a place. Love you guys.
Excellent. Excellent job on all of that. And that's actually a really good Birds and the Bees talk you had. Toledo, did you like that was the first one you ever had, father-son style, right?
I guess so.
That's right. And did you
I
learn
don't
anything?
I have any. Yeah.
You bite each apple.
Wear a rubber.
And wear a rubber.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Next one up will be Brandon Throckmorton. We'll bring in Brandon. Brandon, come on in here and tell Toledo. Jill, sit in your chair again over there during the police. No, Jill, please. I can't. I don't like you there. You have to sit over there. I don't like that in the studio. So there's
Lady Jill, Jill. Lady Jill.
And yes,
Lady
that is Jill. A wedding ring, but it's negotiable. All right. Go right ahead, Brandon. Have the birds and the bees talk with your new potential son, Toledo.
Well, son, when a man and a woman love each other very much,
okay.
They, well, sometimes it can be others, I guess, but when you want to have children, you have to have a man and a woman there.
That's right.
And a magical snorkel. Drop the baby off once you get the hole in one.
Oh, drop it.
Fairy tale.
Drop it.
Yeah, okay. This is not the birds and the bees. This is the fairy tale. You're telling him lies.
Well,
you're like his
at
real
least
dad.
For now,
he's
we should.
Enough.
Until he's older. Until he's older and he can handle it.
I was told lies for 20 years. So.
All right. Three ping pong balls. Jay, I hope you're paying attention and judging. Here's the third one. Oh, nice catch. Oh, nice job there, kid.
All right.
Three ping pong balls. You have to beat one in order to make this part go. Oh. Terrible throw to start. Second one, worse. Actually worse. Third one, and zero. He's across the board. He's an 0 for 3. Now crack a beer for your son. Share a beer with Toledo. Toledo just aced
it. Oh, nice.
You're clearly not related. Yeah. Just have the beer, crack it open, and go have a chat with your boy about drinking. Tell him the responsibility. Or what do you think of the world of drinking? Explain it to him.
The world of drinking, you just have to be careful. You don't drink and drive, and just make sure you enjoy either at the bar or at home.
That's right.
Oddly, you didn't tell me to be careful with sex, but okay.
That's true. And he could have used that don't drink and drive
stuff. Good fatherly advice.
Yeah, 15 years ago. There you go. Cheers. A little toast for the cameras. There you go, kids. And there you go. First beer with that. Oh, Jesus. That's exactly what we were worried about with you.
This is why we don't give Toledo.
This is why Toledo's not allowed to handle. He's always got.
It's all right, Marcus. We didn't get the gear.
He's got apple juice in.
Marcus, come flying in.
Marcus is mad.
Unbelievable. All right. Nice job, Brandon. Brandon gets his in 0 for juice. Jesse Moraga, come on in here. And birds and bees with our friend Toledo. Did you get it all mapped up? You got it clean?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
All right. Jesse, birds and bees with your clumsy son.
Okay, son. Well.
Pay attention, Richard.
There comes a time when a man is going to love a woman,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to make something happen. Your pee-pee will be hard.
That's true. She's
remember,
right.
All right, continue. Yeah. Just remember, condoms, don't use them.
Yeah.
We as Mexicans are here to populate the earth. Sometimes you might get a bad apple every once in a while. Don't worry about that.
We're here bad apples.
Yes, bad apples.
That's excellent. That was an excellent way to put that. Yeah, you're speaking his language. I like that a lot. Mexicans, don't use condoms. They're here to take over, I think is what he said. The invasion is upon us. Trump was right. All right, go ahead. Three shots into the beer pong. Let's see what Jesse's got here. First one is in.
Oh, iced it.
Oh, he's good at this. Second one not in. Third one is 2 for 3. Moraga leads in the clubhouse. 2 for 3 now. Go have a toast with your son and tell him about the responsibilities of drinking.
Remember, son, drink responsibly. Always Modelo.
Ooh, I like how he said it, too.
Yeah, I know.
Very authentic. Modelo.
And he's drinking a Modelito?
Modelito.
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 Sin limon.
That's the lemon flavor? Oh, he needs a lemon,
No,
right?
needs a...
Yeah, okay. Well, you're not getting that. All right, nice job. Thank you very much, Jesse Moraga. 2 for 3 in the beer pong. Excellent storytelling. Included the apples. I really like that. Jay, keep track of this. This is where you really come in handy. Solomon Martinez, who has 8 of these talks under his belt and a couple of grandkids to go on, too. All right, here we go. Solomon, a birds and the bees chat with your new son, Toledo, please.
Well, son, I don't know if you've heard this, but, you know, there's a little bee, plays around in the flower a little bit. That's when they love each other. And he's going to do the little magic thing and Next thing you know, you're here.
Wow, that was what way is magic? Oversimplifies.
Magic.
Oh, magic, magic.
Magic
thing. Oh, magic. Magic. I just, okay, all right, so that's it?
That's it.
A bee flies around and Toledo shows up?
That's it.
Christ's sake, I hope that's not
Doesn't
true.
Another fairy tale.
Yeah, you, all you have to do.
He is an expert.
Now let me hear your real things. Like, don't breathe on a bitch. You end up with payments. That's basically what Solomon
said.
And
I'm a worker bee.
Right, yeah, Solomon has definitely pleased the queen a few times.
That's right.
All right, Solomon, three shots into the old beer pong cups. Well, nice throw, John. There's the third one, Brady. All right, three shots. You got to beat two out of three to make this one even better. And then I'm sure the Modelo has been shared. All right, here you go.
Did you shoot?
Yeah, shoot them right into the cups there. Good luck. 0 for 1.
Ooh, nice.
0 for 2, although getting closer. He does. He's got like, all right, 0 for 3, and the ping pong ball is everywhere. He goes 0 for 3. Now, explain the glories of drinking to your new son as you move on through life. Go ahead. Pop a beer with him. Have a Modelo.
All right. Cheers, my son. This is what you do.
Toledo, hang on.
A toast
start
for
out with the little Modelo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and smooth, but don't overdo it. You know why?
Why?
Because then you might get a DUI.
That's right. Worse still, you might end up with 8 kids. For God's
everybody
sakes.
Everybody assume right. we're going to be driving all the time.
Right. Well, he's a driver. Solomon, nicely done. All right. This one's going to be on Jay. Jay, this was an elimination round. We're going to go to you in just seconds and find out exactly who Jay thinks should go. That is her round, I believe. So you get to delete your least favorite at this point. Do you have it ready now?
I do.
Would you like to bring all 4 of them in? And then eliminate. All right, bring all 4 of them in, and then Jay will break down what she likes or does not like about all of you. All 4 contestants come in. Brian, Brandon, Jesse, Solomon, stand as Jay, Lady Jay, a female, has judged your fatherly skills to tell you exactly how this is going to go. Jay, go ahead and tell us what did you like about Brian?
Evil Knievel Brian.
Yeah,
Evil Knievel Brian was on point.
Okay,
like him. Don't show me your chest. Doesn't turn me on.
All right. What did you think about Brandon?
I liked Brandon, but. Let's leave him for last.
Okay. Uh-oh. What about Jesse? That doesn't look good, Brandon. Jesse?
Jesse, I like the whole population theory. We're all doing it, though, just FYI.
Oh, wait. That was very jail-like of you. That's keeping it kinfolk right there. You went Peckerwood on us for a second.
I'm saying.
Mexicans can try to overpopulate, but we're doing it, too. So good luck.
We're all right. Going to stick together on that.
All right. And then finally, Solomon.
Solomon. I like the DUI thought process, so you get to stay.
Okay, so Solomon's
safe.
Who can step forward as like Brian?
The whole stork thing.
You didn't like the
get
stork
behind
thing,
it.
Yeah, because it was a lie, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting rid of Brandon Throckmorton. That is your choice. You were Jay's least favorite, Brandon. I'm sorry, we're gonna have to let you go.
That's all right. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. Do you know where babies really come from, or?
I do.
Okay, just making sure.
Of course. I just had to make it clean for radio, too.
Yeah, no, it was a little too clean.
That's always fun.
That is true.
That's always a task, you know?
It can be.
Around
Trust
it.
Me. I know.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. You guys are pros at it. I'm not, so a little tough there.
Yeah, don't talk Thank to you. Me like that, mother. I know how to keep a radio show clean. All right, here we go. Sorry about that. Brandon has to go. We're down now to Brian, Jesse, and Solomon for the Man Cave upgrade. And then in the end, this is going to be pretty good. The final contest is coming up in just seconds. And I think everybody's going to be vomitously okay with this. This is not going to be all right. We'll tell you what it is after the break. The Man Cave Upgrade Dad for Toledo game is happening right now.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.
K-U-P-D. All right. This is going to come down to it right now. Now, we have to remember that in the beer pong, Brian Spangler was 1 for 3. Jesse was the best as far as having the beer pong thing go down. That was pretty impressive. 2 out of 3.
Does that give him any kind of an edge?
It gives him an edge and some sort of tiebreaker. Because we have 2 guys. And then
and the pronunciation of Modelo, too.
Modelo. And I think Solomon was an ofer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so poor Solomon didn't get any of those. So he's in that's last place. If it ever comes down to, like, we have to decide the last two, it goes back to who gets a game room like that. This one's going to be good fun. Did we tell them? Did you tell them what they got to do? Yeah. All right, go out and whisper to them what they got to do, and this is it. Or they can just hear me say it right now. What we're going to do, Toledo was robbed of 2 things, a father that cared for him and a father that actually said goodbye. You know, they always say that, you know, you always want to be able to say goodbye to your parents. Brady, you flew out to see your dad several times over the last year. Just in case.
Doing it a lot lately.
Just in case. And you get to have your final moments, and it's a great moment. Your dad just left. You never got that. So right now we're going to combo 2 things that you never got. Caring swaddling from a man while he says goodbye to you.
in the most passionate way possible.
Several times.
Just in case.
Just in case.
What is playing on your computer? You got other stuff.
Yeah, you're recording us?
He's got Facebook.
No, I was looking at the you.
So they can sing this to you.
Looking at OEM.
They can sing this to you. I want a heartfelt goodbye. Toledo has put on an adult diaper. They're going to have to remove that adult diaper while Team Mom Jill and Meathead Kevin from Prestige Billiards hold your legs in the air.
What?
That's right.
Human stirrups. Oh, my God.
They will then simulate cleaning you and then put another diaper on.
With all the Toledo while, Universal wipey.
Well, they give you the one thing you were robbed of for father-son relationship
that
you had was a heartfelt goodbye. And maybe a why. Solomon's going to struggle with this because he's never said goodbye to any of his kids. I'd give him a break. He had eight of them. Like, two of them can go. Six-pack is all you need. All right, here we go. Let's bring in our first. We'll start with Solomon. Toledo, please go lay on the couch, the swaddling couch, the baby-changing station.
Get into position.
And get into position A. Jeremy will hold the microphone as Toledo is his giant man diaper. Which, by the way, Jay Gutentag, you mentioned that there's not a lot of bulge there in this diaper for Toledo. And it started to turn you on a little bit because he's kind of like...
It looked like a little moose knuckle, John. What's going on with that? The man in the boat or what?
That's that way they can hold your legs.
Put the headphones on him too, Jeremy. Headphones on Solomon so he can hear the song.
And so chill and they can hold the legs that way.
Yeah, Solomon, you understand what we're doing here? You say goodbye to your son because you're going to leave him like his dad normally would. And I don't know that you're familiar with this at all. You've kept all your kids. Maybe you've got a couple extra you don't know. And you change his diaper while you either sing this song to him and tell him why you're leaving and then say goodbye. Okay. And then take that diaper off, clean him, and add another diaper. Here we go. Okay. Solomon, you're on.
Well, my son, it's come to that again. It's not the first time, but hey,
you've been left before.
Of the game here. But anyway, I'm gonna miss you. But before I go, I'd like to change your diaper one last time.
All right, and now sing to him while he's sing to him. This is a very heartfelt moment.
Oh, God, this is ridiculous. Don't get over.
Toledo's legs are...
Get in there like... Oh, that's a tough lift.
Nice.
What's
he doing? Toledo, I'm sorry. That Solomon just got you pregnant.
Get the boy butter.
What is going on?
Was got that... plenty of experience.
Oh, right.
He's going to town.
He didn't take the other one off. He just stuffed... He just wiped his ass. You're going to take a diaper off. And what the hell's going on over there? Jesus.
Yeah,
no wonder these women got pregnant. He's a rapist. Did you see how he got that underwear off?
He gets the job done.
He doesn't take underwear off by the feet. He rips them. Good Christ, man.
Oh, Toledo's peeing. You better stop.
Right. Here we go. Put the diaper on. Solomon, did you ever change diapers when you were a father of eight?
I have.
Yeah? It's been a while.
That's about as good as it could get right there.
John, I quit. This is the worst I've ever seen.
All right, Solomon, excellent
That's
job.
That's excellent.
Parting words before you leave for the very last time with your son.
Yeah, I need a hug.
He needs a hug. Give daddy a hug. Oh, my God, that was beautiful. Thank you, Solomon Martinez. Changing Toledo's diaper. Excellent. Well, the ripping the panties off thing, that triggered me. I did not like that. Well, no, I had to watch it. He shred. Those were brand new a second ago. All right, pull your diapers
up.
We've got another contestant.
Yeah,
get down there. Solomon knows his way around some spread legs, though. I'll tell you that. Once those things opened up, he got to business.
Oh, yeah.
That is a potent gentleman.
Solomon was not afraid. Let me just
say that. No, Solomon went in. He gets excited. All right, next one up. We'll go with Brian Spangler. Brian, come on in. Spanky Spangler, come on in. His job to... you don't understand what we're going to do here? Toledo was robbed of a goodbye from his father who left 50-some years ago and never said goodbye. We would like to fix that with a proper goodbye while you change his diaper. You got to take that diaper off and add a new diaper, put a new diaper on him.
That's terrible. That's sad.
It is sad. Now, say goodbye to him in the only proper way. You've got the music in the back. If you want to sing the song to him, you can. But from earlier, I don't think you guys know this song.
No.
All right, good luck. Brian Spangler, go ahead.
No. Wish to men.
Nice.
All right, son. Close your eyes. Daddy's got to go.
He's putting a pillow over his face.
Yeah, he ain't going.
He tried to kill him.
Hold on.
Oh, he's taking his pants off. Why?
Here comes Daddy.
Oh, God.
Toledo, you should have brought a potato. This is embarrassing.
Yeah. This is how you say goodbye to a kid you're never going to see again?
Yes, because I'm leaving.
I'm out. You don't care.
The car's running.
Pants are up.
Key start.
Well done. Got that on there. Did you clean him well? Did you give him a wipe? All right. Well done. Oh, jeez. All right. Put a bulge in. Now say
love you, buddy. I'll see you in 30 years.
All right. There you go. Well done. Love you, buddy. See you in 30 years. That's how that goes. Brian Spangler, changing diapers on Toledo. You ever change a diaper, Jay? No kidding. Why? Oh, you have a grandson. That's right. I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot all about that. All right.
The pillow technique was strong.
That was strong.
It was something.
He trying to kill him immediately was better than changing his diaper. That would have been so much better for Toledo if that's how Dan actually left. Jesse is the last one. Jesse, come on in here and say goodbye to your son. Give Toledo the gift of a goodbye he never got from his real father. Go ahead.
Well, son, it's been an honor spending time with you, but Dad has to leave now. Before I go, I'll change your diaper for the first and last time.
Man, pretty cut and dry. This dad means business. All right. Don't forget, Jill and Kevin, you can help with the legs by all means to get that. I just really like the visual of that. And so do, and by the way, so does Rod Horn. Thanks, Jill.
Such an HR moment.
Yeah, it is. Really is. You could get her. All right. But nobody takes the diaper off. They all tear it off like some sort of a terrible rape movie. No, you don't.
Like lifting a mastodon trying to get that.
The big baby.
These are pull-ups, not diapers.
Any words you'd like to say as you emotionally leave your son? Well, how's it for Jesse?
I'm very proud of the young man you've become.
Yeah? Why? He doesn't care.
Because I didn't have to be here for
boom!
Oh, that was a great bastard moment. Excellent job. Nice job, Jesse.
Great job, Toledo. Great
man,
job.
Oh, man.
Clean yourself up.
So many solid moments in that entire event. Did that bring back memories, Toledo? Of course it didn't. They never happened.
Of course it didn't. What?
That was pretty great. I enjoyed that.
What's the name of your therapist again?
Yeah. Sorry. She doesn't deal with bastards. There's a special wing for that. It's too hard. They're unfixable. They don't even have a wing of psychology for it. Just let them go.
They're all gone.
All right. We're gonna have this whole thing break down. We got to have, I don't know.
Because I didn't have to be here.
That was, Jesse just knocked that one out of the yard there. All three of them did something really special that. So.
Yeah, it was.
All right. So we'll take a break again and figure this thing out. I'm going to play a little Slipknot here, so we'll come back in a little faster. Toledo's dad game with a man cave upgrade. We'll have a winner in just seconds. It's 98 KUPD.
Oh my gosh. Shut the front door.
All right, somebody go get those guys, if you don't mind, Jeremy. Run off and grab those people. It is the contest to find Toledo a dad, just for a day. Dad for a day, we should call it. Toledo gets his dad back for just a little bit. It's like that movie AI with Haley Joel Osment when he got to see his dead mom for one more day, 24 hours. They could bring her back to life.
Might and he be gets the only
day.
One saw that
was a pretty good. It was a Spielberg movie. It wasn't terrible. A little long. But it basically went on, and this is like your dream. You get to resurrect a father for just a little bit and do the things you never got to do with dad. You had the birds and the bees. That went well. You got your diaper change.
I got two fables and, and a don't wear condoms.
Great advice. Great advice. One of them told you not to drink and drive. More great advice.
Okay.
Good fatherly advice.
Wish you was there earlier.
Right. Yeah, well, could have paid off a few years ago. And then you get yourself you get wipes. You got cleaned up. That's nice. We all enjoyed watching that.
Kind of got raped at one point.
They said goodbye. You got maybe what your dad was thinking. As
this
he said
will be
goodbye.
An Eggleston meme for decades.
Yeah, Toledo in the diaper on the couch is pretty. We got to eliminate one. Jay is our judge. She's made a decision on behavior, also based on the Pong challenge because it is a game room they're winning. Jay, you clearly have a favorite, I'm sure.
I do.
And you're ready to reveal that. Let's bring in all three contestants before that. You don't have to give them headphones for this. All three come in. The contestants once again, Brian, Jesse and Solomon. Is that right? Yeah, okay, I got that right. I'm not even using notes anymore.
Look at you.
Very impressive. All right, Jay, what did you think of Jesse's round of changing the diapers and everything else?
You know,
get on that mic.
I like Jesse because he actually knows the difference between a pull-up and a diaper.
Yeah.
So that was cool points.
Okay, cool points. Brian?
So you get to stay.
You're keeping him. Now, between Brian and Solomon, don't reveal the name. What was the thing that made you want to remove the next person?
It was the it was having so many children and not knowing.
I think we know who that is
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Without revealing.
I'm afraid without revealing by your name, but the fact that you've got 8 kids was pretty much relevant in the decision. Yeah. But great job, Jay. Way to disguise that one. You're hiding your homosexuality better than that. All right, Solomon, I'm sorry. She eliminated. Solomon didn't know. He was the only one who didn't pick up on it. Jay has cast you out. Any words for him as he's gone, Jay?
Listen, bud, if you have any more kids, you're going to need to go to take a diaper changing class.
Did you get a vasectomy?
I did not.
Oh, wait, hold on. Say what?
I have not.
You have not? You're still shooting rounds?
Yeah, but you know, I'm retired now.
That doesn't mean you can't have babies.
Oh, they can't swim.
Hey, these Mexicans, I tell you what. All the time. Yeah, but you were working before, right?
Well, I put them all through school, and they're going to college now, so that got to count.
You can still get people pregnant.
Your sperm didn't retire.
Yeah, your sperm is still active. Your sperm is still on the payroll.
Just keep swimming.
I'm a loyal guy. And
what?
One person now.
And she doesn't have one person now. She doesn't have the ability to make babies.
No.
Oh, fantastic. So she had the...
They ripped her guts out.
Smart move on your part, Solomon. Best money you've ever spent. All right, nice job. Solomon, thanks for coming. I hope you had
fun.
Thank
you, guys.
Sorry
you
didn't win.
Take it easy, man.
Solomon is our last guy out now. The last two guys will need headphones.
The finalists.
It is Brian. It is Jesse. Put your headphones on and get ready. Now, I'm going to need you to... We're going to do a contest here. I'm going to ask you questions. Okay? It's a dad quiz. Father quiz. First one to get two right is this year's champion for the Man Cave Upgrade. Are you ready? You got to buzz in with your name, Jeremy. I want that mic between the two of them. Buzz in with your name.
Jeremy will be the judge on who buzzes in.
And yeah, Jeremy, you're the judge on who does it. All right, ready? Question number one. Who is considered the father of science? I had a feeling this might stump them.
All right, got another
father
music.
Of science.
Brian.
Jesse. Brian.
Dr. Fauci.
No, that's incorrect. We had science long before last June. I'm sorry, no, that's incorrect. Jesse, do you have an answer?
The Greek Pluto, I think his name is Pluto or Pladio.
Pladio?
Not Pladio. Greek philosophers.
Very close. We're looking for Galileo.
Galileo.
Galileo. All right, question number two. Hippocrates is the father of what? Remember, an oath needs to be taken based on his name in order to do this job. Hippocrates.
Brady, help me.
He just mouthed out, Brady, help me.
That was the wrong person to ask.
All right, all right.
You got any Evel Knievel questions?
Not yet, no.
Moving on to the next question.
We're going to move on to the next one. We were looking... for medicine, the Hippocratic Oath. Oh, Jesse looks upset at that. All right. Who is the father of the Huxtables?
Brian.
Brian. Boy, they knew this one.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby is correct. That's our first correct answer.
On the board.
All right, he's on the board. 1-0.
Very nervous right now.
Who is the father of physics, modern physics? Happened in the 30s, 40s, 50s of the 1900s. Helped invent the bomb.
Jesse.
Yeah?
Einstein.
Einstein is correct.
Oh,
it's 1-1.
Mano y mano.
Now, audio clue. Because it's all about Toledo's dad, the last thing has to be some type of goodbye. What language am I about to say? I'm going to play a goodbye set in a language. You name the language. Here it is. Are you ready? Here we go. Oops, I got to turn it up. I'm an idiot. Hold on a second.
Do widzenia.
One more time.
Do widzenia.
Jesse.
Jesse.
I'm going to go with do widzenia is Romanian.
Incorrect.
Arabic.
Arabic is also incorrect. We'll try another one. Let's try another language to help you guys out. That was Polish. That was Polish. All right. Are you ready? Here we go. Oop, I got to turn it up
turn
again.
Turn it up.
I'm an idiot.
Jesus. Come on.
Come on. Play the game. Here we go.
До свидания.
Jesse. Is Russian.
Russian is correct. Jesse just won the man cave based on Russian intelligence. Everything in this country comes down to a Russian infiltrating at the end.
He hacked
it and he won. Jesse, you've won. Brian, you're one of the four losers of the finalists.
Good job,
sorry.
Jesse.
Jesse, You just won the man cave upgrade. That means you just got a pool table, a ping pong table. You got the dartboard. That is from Kevin right there. You're shaking hands with a
so
prestige billiard. And now you get to have one last dance with Toledo. You win the Modelo. That's beautiful as well. Play the music, please.
I got it ready for you.
You get the Modelo.
The $150
gift card.
Dance?
Yes. You get the the glorious mini fridge, and Ace Hardware brings you the Traeger.
Luther.
Richard, please. One last dance with your father. Luther Vandross plays. It's the champion. It's Jesse.
Back when I was a child.
There it is. Dancing with his father. Never got this chance. At his first wedding, where he's always dipped till he
ends.
That's beautiful. Well done. And Jesse, what's your last name? I forgot. What?
Moraga.
All right. Nice job. What are you going to do with all this stuff in your house? You got room for it?
No, but I'm making room.
All right. Well, who are you kicking out? Toledo's got to go. Yeah. Do you like Toledo's dad? Just open up a bedroom.
Oh, yeah. That's
get rid of one
true.
Of
upstairs.
Nice job. Excellent. And you're going to keep it all or you're going to sell it?
I'm keeping it all.
Nice job. I'm proud of you. Awesome. Congratulations.
How much you want for it?
Happy
for
yeah. Is there a price you'll take?
No.
Yeah, there is. Everybody's got a price.
Oh, yeah.
No sauce.
All right. Nice job. Congratulations. Well done. Thanks for playing. You've won the Man Cave upgrade. Thanks to Prestige. Awesome job, Kevin, as always, bringing us the stuff. And our friends over at Modelo Especial helped out. Ace Hardware got the Traeger Smoker. This is great. Jay, you did an excellent job. Lady Jay, stick around.
Yes.
Lady Jay helping us out. Well done. We'll do the entertainment drill. Toledo, excellent. Did you feel a little bit a closure?
There's so much warmth in my heart.
Yeah. You got to dance with a man. And
a lot of cockles. A lot of cockles.
That was nice. I felt warmer.
Violated on a couch. There's not much more that could cap this day.
Yeah. Brady might fly back to Columbus and say goodbye to his dad again just for fun.
Do it the same way that happened to me.
That's right.
Put your dad on a couch.
You're going to might have to change Torb's diaper. Might be reverse. All right. Well done. The Man Cave upgrade game is over. Our winner is Jesse Moraga, who says Modelo.
Modelo.
Better than any of us. There you go. It's 946. It's 98 KUPD. There you go. Congratulations, Jesse.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.